I mean, I thought we were going to attach and pump an awful lot more than we did. As it turned out, when we get into substance, incredibly embarrassing. What the final report says compared to what the release of the interview report says is just really shocking. So it really was that sensitivity. And, you know, I certainly was not seeing you to kick ass and say, Bob, you're taking the goddamn thing or I'm going to the press, you know. Plus, we did so many other things to verify in terms of authenticity and accuracy. Fortunately, we knew all of David Lipton's theories that he wrote in his book, Best Evidence, at the time of the investigation. So I think, frankly, I think we did a much more thorough job than we might otherwise have thought was even, you know, remotely necessary to do. And I think it's with that additional corroborating things makes less necessary that you have this, you know, all the, you know, dotting all the I's and crossing all the T's.
Some of us, since you mentioned those raw reports that you had done with the relevant medical witnesses and what was in the final report, some of us ventured over to the COPA conference and saw that issue come up while you were there. Do you have any thoughts about that now, about the difference between what the interviews say and some of the drawings that Dennis mentioned that are in there?
Well, as I thought I indicated, maybe didn't do it very clearly, it's hard to find time to prepare for these extra things, and frankly, it really takes preparation to do this stuff right, and I, as I said at the outset there, did not really do the time that was necessary to answer all the questions, was that, no, I think the wording of our report is wrong, where we say that all of the Bethesda personnel agreed with all the Parkland personnel in terms of the nature and location of the wound. I think that is, and then to seal up our interview reports,
right?
It's just, I mean, it's just inexcusable. Our interview reports should have been part of the appendices of that thing. I assume they would have been, and I think Bob, I think he knew a lot of the staff were too young and too inexperienced and were too rushed and weren't thorough enough. And, you know, the bottom line was he never intended to do a complete and thorough investigation of Kennedy's assassination.